We will now be throwing open the floor to questions. We'd also like to welcome Dave Liversidge, who we spotted at the back. If you'd like to come to the front, Dave, and join our panel of experts, thank you very much. So if you have questions or comments that you would like to put to Michael Williams, Matt Anderson, Tony Sutton, Gene Thorpe, Dave Liversidge, or Ian Wells, then please raise your hand and we will try and answer as many as we can. Thank you to the lady over there on the right hand side. Thank you very much. The point I wanted to make is that the pool here, has the best quality water that I know in any swimming pool around the city. I swim in several. And I repeatedly come back here because the temperature is excellent and the quality of the water is excellent, unlike Portland, for example, where it can be a bit like you're swimming through an oil slick with salt in it at times on a bad day. And it's never like that here in the Ballast Swimming Pool. And the second point I'd like to make is it really doesn't matter if adults are choosing gyms. Children don't choose gyms. They need to learn the value of exercise and activity when they're little, and that'll happen much more often in a swimming pool. It won't happen in a gym. Thank you. Do we have any questions to our panel, please? The lady at the front here.
Thanks. I think the first thing that I wanted to say was thanks to Matt Anderson, because you're quite Angie, you've clearly put in a lot of research on our community. The question I've already spoke to, is it Councillor David? Right. Is about the fact that during school holidays, I have a 4-year-old son and I have a 13-year-old brother. Now, during school holidays, the local primary schools put on a provision that is catered for 8 to 12-year-olds. Right. I can send my 8 to 12-year-old for provision during the holidays. Victoria Leisure Centre provides not only the swimming lessons for my 4-year-old son, but for my 13-year-old brother, there is the sports club during the holidays. Now, this is an inner city, deprived area, and you're going to take away one of the most important facilities that we have for our teenagers in this area. I don't want to lose my brother to crime, to drugs, to hanging about on the streets. He needs proper facilities. Where he can go during the holidays, where he is not on the streets, and Victoria Leisure Centre provide that. What facilities is there for 13 to 15, 16-year-olds in the St Anne's area that is going to help these children? These children are important, they are the future, and if you close this bat, you're writing them off and saying that they are not important to you, they're important to us. And the question was again, was do you have any facilities planned for the 12 to 15 age group?
Can I pass this question over to my panel?
I'd like to pick up on the both points made. First, I think the first person who spoke about facilities for young people, I think one of the most disastrous aspects of closing this leisure centre would be the impact on local schools who come and swim here. I've been very involved on and off probably for 20 years in trying to save Knoll Street Leisure Centre in Heyston Green from closing. When that closure was imminent some years ago, the local schools applied to, looked at other pools to see if they could get a slot for swimming there, and there were no vacancies at all. And it will be the same with Victoria Leisure Centre, that the nearest surrounding pools, such as Portland and John Carroll, are already very full with swimming slots. So if this pool's closed, local children will face the prospect of not being able to have any school swimming lessons at all, and that is absolutely disgraceful. On the the second question about facilities for teenagers. Most of you around here will remember the tragic murder of Daniel Beckham some years ago, and I remember attending a public meeting in St Anne's after Daniel's murder, and one of the main criticisms levelled at the council at that meeting was the lack of facilities for teenagers, and this closure is simply going to compound that.
If I could add to that, with regard to the schools issue, Michael Williams said that most schools have resolved their swimming timetable issues. Well, I was given a copy of a letter on Thursday signed by the head teacher of the Water Hall School on behalf of all the primary schools, and their one main question was, how does the council intend to resolve the issue about timetabling swimming into the school day? So I don't think this issue has been resolved at all.
Would anyone else on the panel like to come back to that?
Yeah, I think that one of the big issues in St Anne's, particularly around the Council of St Anne's, is the drugs issue and the fact that young people can get involved in drugs quite easily. And now I know that the Renewal Trust, the area teams, etc., are doing a lot of work with young people, mainly on the street, that type of work, but there isn't as much facilities in this area for sports, and I actually believe that this centre is one of the places that has been left to go downhill over the last 20 years. However, I actually think there is an issue between what we should be doing locally and what we should be doing citywide, and I think we need to actually take that issue back to the City Council to actually look at the strategy for sport across the city to see where we can go with this centre or the facilities in this area. I'm not convinced yet, because of the lack of investment in this centre, whether sports facilities can stay in this centre. But I do actually think that we ought to be keeping them there until we've actually made that strategic view of how we do it, provide something within the east of the city for young people and for ordinary people and for obese people like yourself.
Thanks. If we could take three questions at a time, I think that would help everyone have their views heard. Okay, so from the gentleman here on the right-hand side in the brown jacket, from the young gentleman at the front in the black jacket as well, and from the gentleman in the green top there. Thank you. If you keep your hands up, actually, that will help Anne to come to you.
Michael, you actually say that the actual amount of people swimming has been halved. I put it to you, actually, the reason people that swimming is halved is because you've closed half swimming pools. Do you realise now there's more swimming pools in Paris than there is in the entire UK? It's because of people like you closing them down. Now, the second point, you say the council's invested in new facilities. Those facilities have got a shelf life of 20 to 30 years max. That's why you're investing over and over again on those swimming pools. This has had 150 years. It's better to invest in a substantial building than a piece of tin, which looks nice for a couple of years, but you'll end up investing in it constantly to make sure that because the paint's going to keep on doing it. So stop investing in short-term projects and look at the long-term projects we've got, i.e. this place.
Thank you for your comments. Can we have questions from the crowd to our panels, please?
Can I just say, right, £600,000 was used on that speaking corner. Could you not use that for the leisure centre?
And question from our gentleman in the green, thank you.
I was interested, Michael Williams said that you're investing in better and fewer leisure centres. And I just wondered, over here, so I just wondered at which point you decided that better and fewer outweighed local. Because you talked about people having affection for this place, and I think affection is not the right word to use. It's one of the words. But the main thing is that it's convenient, and people come here because it's convenient. And when did you decide that convenience was not important?
What's your question, please? The question was, how did you decide fewer, better facilities was more important than convenient and more local facilities? I think most of us that do exercise here regularly would consider more facilities that are not fabulous is much better than fewer. So question over fewer, and also a question from the young gentleman there about the speaker's corner. If I pass the mic to Michael, thank you.
Just on the point about fewer and better, I don't know about the level of swimming provision in Paris, but what I can say is the level of swimming provision in Nottingham is higher than other core cities in the UK. You know, in terms of, it's a higher level of provision than the other big cities. So we have maintained a higher level of provision. What I can say is that we have had discussions with our, going back to the question about schools, with our colleagues in Children's Services. And obviously we will be working with Children's Services and the head teachers in planning school swimming for future terms. But there is sufficient pool water provision across the whole city to meet the needs of schools. Now, some schools will have to travel that perhaps didn't before, but that, again, is inevitable. Now, if I could answer the point about the popularity of swimming that was made, you know, and swimming it is a very popular sport, but you've heard that we already have one of the highest levels of pool provision in the country. Now, Matt said, well, the level of swimming here is higher than at Portland and one or two other pools that he mentioned. What he didn't say was the reason for that was because those pools were closed for a good part of that year for being refurbished. So it's, in a sense, it's not really surprising. The question from the young man about Speaker's Corner, there was really no expenditure of £600,000 on Speaker's Corner. I think you may be a little bit mistaken there. There is a statue for Brian Clough that is going there, and that area was going to be landscaped, hard landscaped anyway, as a part of the extension to the square. But no one has spent £600,000 on Speaker's Corner.
If I could pass the mic, please, first to Tony Sutton and then to Jean Thorpe. Thank you.
I think the gentleman made a very good point about the priority of expenditure, and certainly it seems to me that Brian Clough would have been enormously offended that the Nottingham City Council plans to spend nearly £750,000 on paving the area on which his statue is being placed, rather than facilities such as this. On the question of fewer and better leisure centres, the Liberal Democrats have no problem with the principle of fewer and better leisure centres. We would just like this to be one of the fewer and better leisure centres. We would also like that if this is going to be one of the fewer and better, that there should have been adequate time for consultation. Redevelopment was first mooted in 2004, and I've seen no evidence of any plans or to try and redevelop this facility until suddenly, at very short notice, we're told that there's 4 weeks of consultation, at which, after that, the executive board will make a decision as to whether or not to close the centre based on the feedback they've received. Matt made the point. They haven't decided how they're going to evaluate that feedback. They have budgeted for the savings accruing from closing this place. They have budgeted for spending the money, and to me it seems that there is suddenly a great deal of haste. John Collins assured me at the executive board that this was a genuine consultation. He was not able to tell me what feedback from people would change his mind. He also told me, because I challenged him, that there were maybe plans to sell this site. He hand on heart said to me, "We have not sold the site." I didn't say he'd sold the site. I said there were plans to sell the site, and I still believe there are plans to sell the site in New Generation. I do actually, and it's interesting that Dave Liversidge has actually, can I just make one more point? I do have a proposal to make. Because I believe that the consultation process is flawed, I propose that at the executive board on March the 18th, rather than take the final decision to close this centre, they should take the decision to postpone closure and to set up a joint working party with council and people from this community to see how we develop the site, and let's have some meaningful consultation, some meaningful attempts to see whether this place is actually in the dire straits that Michael Williams says it is, or whether it is, with very small expenditure, recoverable and usable by the community.
Thank you. On the issue of consultation, the consultation on this closure is the shortest period of consultation I have ever known, and I think it definitely smacks of an attempt by the council to try and sort of bulldoze this closure through before anyone had a chance to do about it. Now, obviously, that has not worked because the campaign that's been built is absolutely magnificent, and we've got to keep it up to the 18th of March, where I'm not sure if Councillor Liversidge has a vote on the exec board, but if he does, I'm hoping he will vote against after his earlier comments. Secondly, on the issue of how the council spends its money, really there's two issues. One is the way it spends its money. Secondly is, does it actually get enough money from central government? It is definitely true that the council has a history of spending large amounts of money on the salaries of the people at the top of the organisation while it pays some of its staff very badly. There's a rumour, which I'm hoping Michael Williams can deny this morning, that corporate directors, of which Michael is one, have just had a massive increase in their salary. The council has recently spent £400,000 on a play for its employees. It's been very controversial. And the figure that Matt gave on the use of private consultants, the figure I understand is more like £2 million a year spent on consultants. So even within the current council budget, there is money to keep this leisure centre open. But the other issue is about the lack of funding from central government. We've got a new Labour council that's cutting services in this area and all over the city, and we've got a new Labour government that is also cutting services. They're closing hospitals, schools, post offices up and down the country, and I think it's really time that the council demanded of central government that Nottingham City Council does have enough money to keep facilities like this leisure centre open. Thank you.
There's a gentleman over there with a hood. No, you haven't got a hood, but gentleman over there, and then a gentleman next to him as well, if I take. And the lady over there with the fur on your collar. If you could keep your hands raised.
My question is, are you aware of central government's sustainable community agenda, and how does closing this leisure centre meet the sustainable community agenda?
Thank you.
Hello. One of my questions is, basically, I come here 3 hours a day, right, to swim, gym and certain classes. You now want me to travel, which I have tried. I said, when I've got there, I have gone to the gym and been told I cannot get in because it's full. Okay? What is the point in taking something away and sending us to places where we can't get in because they are full? And we have got to pay bus fares or transport to get there. Okay? My second question is, the children in this area, you want them to go to Jasper Carroll, you want them to go to Portland. It is already on the internet from the children in them areas threatening people from St Anne's, Snenton, that they cannot get there. They will be waiting for them. Another question from this lady here is, where will the old people go who can only get here? Disabled people who can only get here. Another lady has asked, what other facilities are you looking at closing? Is it just this one, or can you close one which is near one of the facilities that's already been done up and close that one instead? Thank you.
Thank you. If I could pass the mic to Ian Wells, please, on the sustainable communities issue. Thank you.
Yeah, on the notion of the sustainable community that the gentleman was raising, I think that Nottingham is probably fairly unique among many cities, that it does have very, very individual communities that fall into very small areas, and that's why this leisure centre has been incredibly valuable in meeting the needs of those communities. And of course the immediate question is, what will actually be there for the people if this community goes? We have the grandiose plans of the East Side Academy and all the rest of it. But one of the dangers of studying history is that you know what's happened in the past and you've heard it all before. In the pamphlet that Matt referred to about the swimming facilities in Nottingham in 1950, it said that they were going to build new baths in Beechdale Road and Strelian Bilborough. Well, the Beechdale baths took 20 years to come. The Strelian Bilborough ones are awaited 58 years later. So I think we've got to be extremely suspicious about this, and it does make me very worried about St Anne's becoming a forgotten community. Nottingham Civic Society a month ago joined Matt and some other people in appearing at a public inquiry opposing yet another building along the east side that would have virtually cut off St Anne's from the rest of the city. It is a regeneration area, as we've said. Regeneration doesn't mean demolition. It means often conserving what you've got. That's why we have a conservation area with the recently restored Victoria Park flats. Thank you. And added to that, the Ragged School and the Bancroft's building that are there already. There was the attempt with the market, which certainly people have tried to do something with the market buildings. This building itself is ripe for regeneration, and we have submitted it for listing. And that is the sort of regeneration that we need to see in this community, in this community.